Wow, did you get that? Write that down somewhere. Richie just said I was right.
Whoa.
Yay.
You have to feed him a little line and reel him back in.
That's how it all works. That's very nice, Richie. Thank you. Ken Kessler is here along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Roberta Fasanelli is down in New Orleans for the week. Richie will join her this weekend. So, Jennifer, it'll be you and me and Kenny against the world.
I think we can do it.
I think we can do a fine.
Yeah, just for Friday. She's back on Monday, and I'm back on Tuesday.
All right. So, the items of interest as we look for some of the important stories of the day, some of the interesting news nuggets. I like that term, news nuggets. The world of online poker and gambling has been something that the people in the world of radio have been talking about for a long time, because there have been a lot of these offshore sites, or there have been, how would we refer to them if they're just being used on the internet?
You're right, they're offshore.
They're offshore.
They're not
right
here in the States.
Okay. So, but there have been people who wanted to advertise. Remember, Richie, you came to me a while back. Somebody wanted to spend a lot of money to advertise these online poker.
We cannot do it.
Can't do it. All right. So what is going to change, though, is something that's going on in Nevada, which is, of course, the big gambling state in our country, Jen, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of people will be able to skip going to the casinos and actually just gamble away sitting on their couch, at least in Nevada for now. But I am sure everybody will follow suit. In fact, I was just reading. I just took a glass of water, by the way. I was just reading in the LA Times this week that LA is looking, or as California is looking at doing this, just like Nevada is. A Las Vegas-based social gambling company, they're expected to launch the first legal, real money poker website in the U.S. That means that you don't have to use the fake tokens anymore like you used to be able to do to kind of get away with the gambling thing. The site that's up now is run by Ultimate Gaming, and it'll accept wagers only from players in Nevada for now, but likely represents the shape of things to come for gamblers across the country. Mm. Internet poker's never been legal and has been strictly outlawed since 2011, when the Department of Justice, in all their proud glory, seized the domain names of the largest offshore sites catering to U.S. customers and blacked them out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's effective. Boy,
so
I'm glad to have them to defend me against that sort of thing.
Hey, but you know what? If you like to play poker in Vegas and you don't want to sit in a casino all the time, you can just go to your friend's house and you can hang out and play there.
Uh-huh.
There's good news.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, this is an interesting question. Do you think online? I mean, I have no problem with online gambling. If you want to do it, you might as well do it.
I don't see that the government should have a play in this. The government, unless you look at the cynical side of this, the government runs most of the lottery systems.
Right.
So they want to make
private
money
on the poor
illegal, and they want to rip off the people who can't afford it. It's a disgusting reality, frankly.
You know, it's funny how the government wants to save everybody from themselves until they can make a ton of money on it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Once they can make a ton of money on it, then it's like, you know what, we're going to have, for example, casinos here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
Never had anything, but now all of a sudden, you know, once there's a little recession going on and everything, we have two or three casinos in the area now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know what they're going to do? They're going to have clinics and free help.
They're all Indian casinos, though, right?
No, they're not.
Really?
No, actually, I think Trump is bidding to build one of them here in the National Harbor. But, you know, their way to get around the part that kept them from building the casinos for so long is that they have free counseling.
Right.
In case you have any kind of gambling addictions.
Yeah. Well, the deal is, it's like, if you're a drug user, whether drugs are legal or not, you're going to find drugs. Same thing with gamblers. People can gamble on anything and everything. So it just makes sense to me that you might as well be able to do it from home.
You want a little gossip?
I think if you get access, make easy. I'm not against it because I don't want anything shut down. But if you have easy access, it's a lot easier to get addicted to it.
All right. Gossip. You want some gossip?
Love it.
Okay. This is connected. My son, who is connected to what goes on in Hollywood in three or four different
ways. High-powered friend.
Has some friends. And one of his best friends was the hunk in G.I. Joe. And the reason I'm telling you this story... No,
Channing, right?
Not, No, Channing is no. Channing Tatum is a guy named DJ. It's Italian, his last name.
I
don't remember what. Anyway, so I went to see the movie. That was the only reason it was on my mind. I'd forgotten Brendan told me he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason we were talking about it is because Bruce Willis, who was in G.I. Joe,
right.
was brought in for 2 weeks of shooting. He got paid $5 million for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He did not pay any attention to the script. Not one word of dialogue that was in the script did he use. And he has two sides to his personality, apparently. One of them is the wonderful, warm, lovable Bruce. And that happens, apparently, in this circumstance. So 3 or 4 days, they were all getting along great. And then he got bored because there was nothing for him to do. And so he starts to drink.
Uh-oh.
And when he starts to drink, he goes gambling. And apparently he
That was Ben Affleck's thing, too, his pattern.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apparently he goes to the craziest sites, or he goes and finds a place where he can gamble, and his stake is always $1 million to get into whatever it is.
Would you like to
doing.
Hustle him for that?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Well, you know, a lot of you hear about these Hollywood poker games where the buy-in is like that.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
where, like, Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire, Ben Affleck, they got shut down, actually, because people found out about it.
Yeah. Wow. I found that interesting. And the reason I bring it up is not to be a name dropper, but because the gambling problems are only dependent on what you can use for zeros at the end of the number. That's all. I mean, addicts are addicts are addicts. And if you're an addict, and this is one way of your displaying your addiction, you gamble. And there are lots of different, there are unbelievable amounts of money spent by people who have no money because they're walking in. You're going to win.
You walk into any 7-Eleven, and you will see people that have no business dropping $100, $200, $300.
But they're
going to
do it because that's their addiction.
Right.
No law is going to prevent them from doing that.
They're going to win.
But not only no law is going to prevent them, it's just the flip side of that. It's government subsidized.
Yeah. Sure. With their food stamp
and the government's
card.
Making money on it.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, the weather and what it costs you to drive your car, plus our video of the day at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, I would like you to think about your teeth. I haven't talked about your teeth for a few days. I mustn't forget your teeth and how wonderful they can look if you're using a clinically tested whitening system called Power Swabs. Power Swabs. It is as it suggests. These swabs, there are two tubes. And you use them in different ways to get the white into your teeth. And this is bringing back the original. This is not adding. It's not like paint. Okay, I'm going to paint my teeth white. No, that isn't what happens. It gets rid of the yellow, the stains, the coffee, the wine, the smoking, all that stuff, which has a very negative impact on your original color. The teeth originally are white. Hello, duh. So, as I mentioned many times before, and I'm happy to underscore, there is no sensitivity at all. None whatsoever. Using this stuff is just amazing. Your teeth stay whiter, longer, so easy. No trays, no strips. None of the things that will cause your mouth to be uncomfortable. Whiter in two. You use one swab for a minute, the other swab for a minute. 5 minutes later, your teeth are a whiter shade of white, not a whiter shade of pale. If you use it for a week, 6 shades whiter. Power Swabs. Have I convinced you to use these on your teeth so you'll look wonderful? I hope I have. I'd like you to dial 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call today and mention Doug, and you'll save 50% off the retail cost of Power Swabs to whiten your teeth the safe, effective way. 800-865-7602. Call them now while you're thinking about it.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, but
That's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
So the weather. I don't really understand how people can spend as much time talking about the weather as they seem to. There's a survey out, Richie, which suggests that we are spending a whole lot of time.
Well, think about it. You don't go into an office building or an office as much as I do or Jennifer does. But, you know, when you're in the elevator with somebody, the first thing you bring up is the weather. When you walk by...
Well, what's your religion?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. When I walk by the woman who's the concierge at this building, oh, it's cold outside.
Great day outside.
When
yeah.
I see parents at the my son's baseball game or my daughter's gym practice, the first thing you mention, oh, nice day outside, huh? Well, when you add all that up over the course of your life, it adds up to about 6 months of your life that you spend discussing the weather.
Really?
Well, now, it may be in just 30-second bits and bytes, but when you add it all up, it takes 6 months of your life. So,
what I want to know is who figured this out.
They did a poll, I guess.
Somebody who lost more than 6 months
of
their life.
Pretty easy. I mean, all you really need to do is say, okay, let's follow 10 people for one day and ask and see how many times they mention the weather. And then you have your kind of your small sample there, and then you just broaden it out.
All right.
So, 6 months, Doug, of your life is gone.
I checked it because of activities on the farm.
And yeah. Let's start talking about real
you might issues, discuss
though.
It more than we do. You discuss it with people on the farm.
I do. 21
so you might spend
today.
A year.
Maybe.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Let's do a montage here, Ricky.
Way ahead of you.
Hey, we're the Monkees! People say we monkey around. I love the Monkees. They're almost all still here.
Yeah.
So 75%.
Right. Last year's tour of the Monkees, mostly a tribute to Davy Jones, was so successful that Mike, Mickey, and Peter are going to hit the road again this summer. Crank it up, Richie!
Monkees! And people say we monkey around.
Hoo-ha.
We're too busy singing.
So, Mickey
music.
Says this time we probably won't lean so heavily on the David situation. I think it's time to move on. Everybody has to move on. He'll always be remembered and acknowledged, but possibly not as much as last year's tour. We will, of course, still perform Daydream Believer, which is, by the way, Richie, my favorite. Have you got that there? This is it. This is it.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings.
Who's going to sing that for David,
though? No, I can't.
Like Justin Hayward wasn't with the Moody Blues. Who's going to sing?
Yeah.
Daydream Believer. What a great, great song. Great lyric line, great content, just fun stuff. So it'll be something to look forward to. Let's see if I can find somebody to take to it. If I can't, Jennifer, I'll invite you.
Oh, thanks. I love being your last choice.
That's not bad.
Back up.
Good stuff.
Flying by.
Monkees. Just a stepping stone. All right. Also today, for your dancing, your listening and dancing pleasure, the video of the day at DougStephan.com. This is a real commercial for a real transmission shop in Burbank, around the corner from, matter of fact, General
my neighborhood. Concert,
right,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the hood.
I think I've driven by this this shop in Burbank near the airport. If you like catchy tunes, pretty women and creepy stars, this commercial is for you. Here's the commercial, the audio of the commercial.
Hey, baby, how is your car run? Do you have a trouble with your transmission? Shifted in forward, shifted in reverse. Let me stick all for in. I believe you beat my service. Shifted in forward.
This is a new contestant on the voice.
Domestic all for in. I believe you beat my service.
I'm
not
kidding.
This is about
as hokey
as it
gets.
Yeah, what are we doing? Giving it national attention.
Yes, by the way, these are Russians.
Hello, my name is Gorgian. Let me help you shift it.
Yeah. The Russians. There's a whole strip.
She's going to help us with what?
Shifting.
Oh, this guy's crazy looking.
Shifting.
All right, so in this area of Burbank.
They're called Armenians, Doug. They're not necessarily Russian. They're Armenian.
They're
Glendale is known for them. Glendale's right next to Burbank.
Yeah, right. A lot of Armenians, a lot of Russians. Anyway, that strip that is by those two two donut shops where Lancashire comes together with, is it Van Nuys? Am I in the right neighborhood? It seems to me that's...
I would say this is on Lancashire, yes. It wouldn't come together with Van Nuys, though, no.
All right, it's not down that far. Mm-mm. All right, anyway. So these people are absolute characters.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And most of the shops, too, by the way, the men do the work, but the women run the shop.
That's right.
So, not
like my local car wash. The woman is always in there watching the money.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. The women, well, that's it. The women watch it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way it works. The USDA... And cattle and milk and stink bugs. Can you put that all together in a story? Yes,
they walk into a bar. And
yeah, right. That's coming up later on here in this hour on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
And now... The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When a bridge in the island of Kauai washed out, the state developed a 2-year plan to replace it at a cost of $4 million. The problem was that an entire community, completely dependent upon summer tourism, could not survive being out of business for 2 years, while tourists had no access to that part of the island. So community leaders, looking through the lens of liberty, realized that they could take responsibility for their own situation. They raised local money, pooled their resources, and did the job themselves in only 8 days. Too often, we expect government to deal with problems we could deal with ourselves. Our belief in personal responsibility is part of what makes Americans unique. We believe in limited government because we can govern ourselves.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are... The GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Says that her baby stole her brains. Let's see if Jennifer.
Too bad her baby couldn't breathe into that breathalyzer for her.
Or speak for her.
I don't want to make fun of her. I actually feel bad.
Really? Badly?
Badly.
We've all been there. Well, you haven't been there, Doug.
I have not been there, as a matter of fact.
I don't know. Once he ate and drank some peppermint punch at my house, and I think he could have been there.
I remember that. It was a Christmas party, wasn't it?
It is. I'm good at getting people kind of sloshy. It's nice. Yeah.
Well, it was sweet.
And you don't taste it, exactly.
No, I don't think you taste it a whole lot. My brain may have been in a different place as well. All right, so what's the story here, Jen?
About the baby stealing the brain. Well, she was interviewed in a magazine. A lot of women get baby brain. It's a common phenomenon. People will talk about it all the time, saying that, you know, when you get pregnant or right after you have your baby, you just kind of, you start forgetting things. You don't know your own name. And so she admitted that she had that going on as well. Now, what makes it kind of funny is that this week, you know, she had this little incident. This little drunk driving incident.
But,
yeah.
Where she stood up for her man.
She stood up for her man, wanting to.
Do you know who I am?
Exactly. Do you know who I am? And so I think what people are making a joke about is the fact that this magazine article comes out where she says she's losing friendships because she forgets to get back to people and she can't keep up with everything. You know, and she's saying that she's got this pregnancy brain and now she got arrested.
Sure, blame it on the kid.
It's a little timing issue,
blame
I think.
Blame it on the boss and nobody.
I just kind of feel, here's why I feel sorry for her.
Why is that, Jen?
We've all had our moments that we are not proud of.
Do something stupid.
And we do something stupid. But this is a girl who normally has a really clean reputation.
Yeah.
And then she gets,
I give her a pass.
And then she gets taken in and it's in front of the whole world to see. Plus, she's got two older kids. I mean, the baby, okay, you can kind of sneak past it. But she's got a 13-year-old and a 9-year-old. And, you know, they have to now be explained why mommy's picture's in the paper with the mugshot.
mommy, and, why is that picture like that in the paper?
And from what I understand, the kids were with her ex-husband, Ryan Filippi, or Filippi, however you say his name, and he actually had to talk them through it and tell them that mommy's okay. But, I mean, that's a sad thing when there's kids involved, and the whole world is watching.
Yeah, but, it's not a horrible story. It's something you can kind of get through. So, I give her a pass. She doesn't have a reputation for acting this way, so.
All right. How much are you paying for gasoline in Washington, Rich?
What did I pay?
$250 something.
Yeah, $259.
I'm moving there. All the politicians don't want to pay for their cars, so you know.
$257.
Let's see, what did I pay this morning?
Good God! All right, how much you pay?
You ready to go, Dougie?
Yeah, I'm. Listen, I paid $334 yesterday.
Yeah, we're just under $4.
Yeah, in California.
No, then I must be wrong, yeah, then.
I think you're
maybe it was $350. I'm sorry, $350-something.
Well, but the gas prices are going down. Richie predicted
I'm
this.
I'm excited because they're under $4. Is that ridiculous?
Isn't that awful?
Or what?
Oh, yeah. That's terrible. Down 17 cents in April across the board in our overview of this. The AAA does it. What's the name of the...
The Lundberg,
whatever it is. Yeah, the average is down 17 cents for the month around the country. Predicted to go down another 14 to 15 cents, Richie, between now and Memorial Day. What really affects how people can go on vacation, that sort of thing. What people don't take into account is what it costs to transport goods. And that's done in trucks and on planes and on trains. They all use jet or diesel fuel. It's the same stuff. Heating oil, diesel fuel. And it takes less to refine that. But for some reason, the last 4, 5, 6 years, the cost of diesel heating or jet fuel has gone around the price of gasoline so that it's more expensive. And that's why it still costs a lot more to get your goods and services, mostly goods, to the stores, because it's more expensive to transport them because all the vehicles they use are using diesel fuel. And diesel fuel generally has been as much as 40 cents a gallon higher than gasoline. And again, that is the ultimate ripoff. The ultimate screw job is paying that much for diesel. It really is. And the government could step in and do something about it 2 seconds flat. They don't want to for, I suppose, what may be some obvious and not so obvious reasons, but not healthy at all for the...
There's plenty of the summer blend.
Yeah.
The refineries are all working at 100%. They're ahead of the curve. So once we switch over to the summer blend, that's when we get the real break.
Those of you who are milk drinkers, some tasty news for yous from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Yeah, those heroes. Those scientists there say dairy cows that were given feed contaminated with stink bugs produced milk with no detectable stink bug odor. Researchers found no detectable odor in milk from cows that either ate the stink bugs or had stink bug odor compounds placed into their stomachs. I will tell you, this is the most ridiculous story, and anybody who thought that it was going to, that your milk was going to taste like Pine Sol or whatever the stink bugs smell like, they are digested like any other protein in the system.
Right,
and
it'd be
no...
like if you feed your cow strawberries, you're going to get strawberry milk.
But,
don't we often worry about, let's say, for example, a breastfeeding mother drinking alcohol, the alcohol being passed on, or taking drugs, the drugs being passed on to the baby.
Right.
So why wouldn't some element of whatever the
cow... Because
most
mothers don't weigh 850 to 1,000 pounds, and and the stink bug weighs maybe a half an ounce. My average mother I know doesn't have 4 stomachs. In which to digest the things going through the system. So those are two...
You don't know very many average mothers, do you?
Yeah, really.
Well, at any rate, what you're really dealing with here is the usual lack of intelligentsia and the fact they spent all this time and money to examine it. Don't worry, folks. You don't have to fear. Well, milk is not going to taste like a stink bug.
The other thing that kind of popped into my mind when looking at this story is that cows don't really care about... You throw just a bucket of slop into a trough in front of them, and they'll eat it no matter what's in it. There can be worms and...
Well, yeah, they'll do that if there's feed around it. If you feed them good corn silage, let's say, and there are a few other things that are in there, they'll eat that stuff as well. Yeah, that they'll do.
So they won't spit out the bugs. They'll just eat them.
No, they won't even notice them. They just go down, and they come back up again when they chew their cud later on.
They don't look at what they're eating?
No, they smell what they're eating. They don't look at what they're eating. They just smell it.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. But if you're drinking raw milk instead of pasteurized milk, chances are better that you get the benefit. The stink bugs are protein. So you get a little extra protein in your raw milk. That all gets
stuck
down.
The stink bugs are all over the place again.
Yeah. It's kind of a stinky situation, Regina.
Yeah.
19 before the hour on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was fine.
kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Better up. Baseball season is in full swing, and it's time to round up the mitts, cleats, and uniforms. According to the Sporting Goods Manufacturers Association, nearly 70% of children ages 6 to 17 play team sports. That's a lot of kids getting active and a lot of uniforms to keep clean. Busy parents know that keeping uniforms clean can sometimes be a challenge, but there are easy ways to keep kids' uniforms looking like new longer. First, make sure to fit pre-soaking into the game plan. After the game, immediately soak dirty uniforms in water and a laundry pre-treater like OxyClean Versatile Stain Remover. It's safe to use on whites and colors and won't damage uniform numbers or letters. Next, instead of chlorine bleach, add a scoop of OxyClean Versatile Stain Remover to your detergent in the gentle cycle of the washing machine. It'll keep white baseball pants white and colored uniforms bright. Finally, be sure to air dry polyester uniforms to avoid any damage or shrinkage. For more uniform cleaning tips, visit OxyClean.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Tony Awards, which is for Broadway, right? Isn't that what
Broadway.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So the announcement has been made as to who's up for what, and you have the list of interested parties, including Tom Hanks, who I think is getting to look pretty old.
Well, he's probably getting a little old, and that's okay. He got nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Play for Lucky Guy. He's up against Nathan Lane, who's very formidable. For the Nance, Tracy Letts, who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, David Hyde Pierce, from, who was in Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, and Tom Sturridge in Orphans. On the actress side, Laurie Metcalf from Roseanne was nominated for The Other Place. Also, Amy Morton, who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Christine Nielsen for Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Holland Taylor for Anne, and Cicely Tyson for The Trip to Bountiful. The best musical nominees were Bring It On, the musical, A Christmas Story, the musical Kinky Boots, and Matilda. Best play was The Assembled Parties, Lucky Guy, The Testament of Mary, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike.
Really?
Yeah. Best book of a musical was A Christmas Story, Kinky Boots, Matilda, and Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, time for the police blotter. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Police searching for a man who tried to rob a Wendy's but ran off because employees were taking too long.
That happens sometimes.
The attempted robbery took place at 11:30 the other night. According to the police, a man entered the restaurant, went to the bathroom. When he exited, he had a blue bandana over his face, told the workers, "Give me what you got." Employees were taking too long, so the man demanded a wallet from a customer. Customer refused.
This poor guy. He's just out of luck.
Man described as 5'5", 150 pounds, wearing a black long-sleeve shirt. So everybody be on the lookout for the nervous Wendy robber. Story at DougStefan.com. This is in Longwood, Florida. I'm trying to remember where Longwood, Florida is. But the story is at DougStefan.com at any rate. All right, Kenny, what do we have in terms of social media? What sort of lasting impressions have been making on people today?
We were talking about some conspiracy theories earlier, and Ron says, have to wonder why they are still giving us breaking news every 20 minutes.
Breaking news! Bomb.
That is true.
2 weeks after the event, some lies covered up while others perpetuated. Guess they're doing it right, keeping the country in constant up-to-date fear.
Right. That's what it's all about. It's fear, fear, and more fear. And it's a lousy way. What?
Mike has a conspiracy theory about Jason Collins, the NBA player who came out as gay. He says, if you look at Jason Collins' career stats, age, and the fact that he is now a free agent hoping a team will pick him up, I think it is both timely and suspicious that he comes out of the closet now.
Give him a little press boost, huh?
Really? Why would some team go after him because he was gay?
Because he has now a bunch of good press behind him. People are supportive. The president's calling him. So now they figure they could get some action from him.
It's Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day, 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
time is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Among the most important things going on in the world, the new world of crowdfunding and how to raise money for a popular effort. It's a whole new world. I'm fascinated with it. That's why I talk about it as much. And my friend Mike Hayes is here with this week's version of Startup America. YouTube being so popular, unlikely that too many people are not familiar with the Jetsons or something from that ilk. How'd you like to have your own shopping robot named Rosie App? Which you're going to love.
Cool,
this.
I like it.
Here's another look at the future with plants that glow, someday work as streetlights. Those are a couple of the things that are being crowdfunded, and the crowdfunding success stories start now.
Okay, let's jump right into today's crowdfunding success stories. I'm Mike Hayes. Welcome to Startup America News. Covering crowdfunding is kind of like taking a look at the futures. We all remember the Jetsons and their robot-made name Rosie. Well, now you're about to learn about the Rosie app.
Rosie learns customers' purchasing behavior by predicting the items they need before they run out with the lowest cost and ordering them from local grocers and online retailers. We harness the power of big data to power our predictive algorithms so that stores and retailers can engage their customers more efficiently and effectively using shopper marketing insights.
Is crowdfunding for every American entrepreneur, and can anyone do it?
My best advice for anybody that's pursuing a crowdfunding campaign of their own would be to really focus on planning the campaign out start to finish right from the beginning. And the idea there is to know, before you launch your campaign, the messaging that you're going to push through your social media channel, and so that the entire campaign is almost pre-executed with updates, and you really take advantage of allowing the campaign to grow and flourish on its own.
Having worked for NBC Sports in New York, I've learned that covering crowdfunding is kind of like covering the Olympics. It's an international event.
About 10% of our signups are from outside the U.S. The company's been covered by news articles in Australia, in Paris, in the U.K. as well. So there's been a lot of global interest about this idea of could you make a personal shopping genius that would manage all of your purchases at home and make it super easy for you to, with one click, send that order to the local grocery store and just come pick it up. So you know, I'm excited for what we're going to be able to do with this crowdfunding campaign as we do our launch. But, you know, based on the success of this, I think there's going to be an opportunity for us to do additional campaigns down the road and further engage our user community.
That was Rosie App co-founder and CEO Nick Nikitas. Now, if you'd like to learn more, visit Indiegogo.com and check out Rosie App. I think this is a very exciting time to be an entrepreneur. In fact, there's another exciting crowdfunding portal called Kickstarter. And there you can go and search for a new futuristic project called Glowing Plant. Now meet Anthony Evans, its founder and CEO.
What this really represents and what we think is a big sea change in this whole synthetic biology space is that, you know, a group of guys can get together in a DIY lab, you know, in California, you know, with different levels of biotechnology experience, and the costs to start doing this are now low enough that a team like that, basically operating out of a garage, can actually have a crack at making something that's interesting and useful. And it's clearly, you know, fired up the imagination of a lot of people. You know, we've got over 2,000 backers already on Kickstarter. We've been live less than a week. We hit our goal in just over 48 hours. And, you know, quite historically, you know, this is the first ever crowdfunded synthetic biology project. And we reached our goal on DNA Day, which we think is quite wonderful. If we can get these plants to a level where they're glowing brightly enough, then we can perhaps replace streetlights around the world. You know, you can imagine that the African village is off the grid and doesn't have any electricity. You know, they can plant some of these plants and, you know, they don't need streetlights, and, you know, that reduces crime and increases safety. Still very early days, so already within a week we've basically been given a product roadmap from our users and our backers. So, I mean, that's enough research for 3 years. So the reason we did Kickstarter really is that this is a community project. You know, we came together through a community biolab, and, you know, it seems so natural to extend that out to a wider members of the community. You know, the goal of this project is really to educate and inspire people about the potential of synthetic biology, and the glowing plant is a great icon for that. And we're offering the plants as rewards. So if you back the project with $40, you get some seeds and you'll be able to grow your own plants. And if you back up with $150, we'll send you an actual plant. We'll send you the seeds as well with that. And if we reach our stretch goal of $400,000, we will also send you a glowing rose. Now that we've exceeded our goal, currently we're at about $122, we're going to be able to do something more ambitious, and we're going to really be able to build on the work that's been done before.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.